Hello again, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. A Massachusetts Democrat, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, is quickly becoming the new buzzword in the 2016 race. Politicos are positioning her as the new stealth candidate to thwart Hillary Clinton in the primary this time around, like Barack Obama before her in 2008. No one has even declared a candidacy yet. But Warren, who has assiduously said she's not running, recent trips around the country are making her look suspiciously like a potential candidate and a potential headache for Hillary. We want to know what you think. I also want to know who you think it may all. Give us your predictions. Who will the Republican be? Who will the Democrat be? And we'll save this show. And then, you know, we'll award a pair of pajamas to the person who wins. What we can expect between now and the fall of 2016. Give us a call at 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website, wamc.org/VoxPop. You can comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop, and you can email us. And that's the way I would do it if I were you. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. So I want to hear from you. You're the Vox in the Vox Pop, and it's important that, you know, we just have some fun and sort of see what happens. You remember what happened when Barack Obama came on. Hillary had voted for the war. He became quite a stealth candidate, and he won. So is that going to happen again? And on the other hand, if Elizabeth Warren runs, will she be too left? Will that mean that even though the Democrats might vote for her in primary, will it put the party at danger for not winning? So I want to hear from you. Let's go to Andy in Rhinebeck. Okay, Andrew, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Chartok. How you doing?
Good morning to you, or afternoon, or wherever we are.
Or afternoon. Isn't it difficult to predict anything like this at this point?
Yes.
I remember about this point 4 years ago, you were predicting Hillary and Rudy, and people were talking about Mitt Romney as a gubernatorial candidate in New York.
Well, you know, it's tough. I don't remember Mitt Romney. In fact, that's nonsense. But I do, in New York, as a gubernatorial candidate. But I do remember thinking Hillary would win. You're absolutely right about that. So it's difficult. So now that you got your points in, what else would you like to say?
Well, you know, I love Elizabeth Warren. I'd like to see Hillary. I'm just not sure that Hillary has the run this time. She's been through it for.
You busted up there
for the last 30 years.
Yeah, you busted up there, Andy. If Hillary is more of a centrist candidate, I think. So if Hillary doesn't win the nomination, does that put the party at risk for losing the presidency?
Does it? The Democrats at risk for losing the presidency?
Yes. In other words, if Elizabeth Warren is the candidate, let's just say,
Democrat risk for losing the presidency, being incumbent after 8 years puts you at risk for losing the.
Well, she hasn't been the incumbent. She hasn't been the incumbent president.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the party at risk for. Right?
No, I don't think so. I think one of the reasons that she's distancing herself, Hillary, from Obama is that she doesn't want to take, she doesn't want the responsibility for where he's weak.
Yeah. Well, I hope she runs. I think it's an excellent chance of seeing a woman president in my lifetime.
Okay. But of course, Hillary would be a woman president, but so would Elizabeth Warren, right?
Yeah, but then Warren is actually, she's
for things. Andy, you're busting up. We're going to have to let you go, but thank you for the call, even if you weren't all right. Appreciate it. Yep.
Okay. Let's go to our friend Joel in Clinton. Okay, Joel, what do you say?
I say a very strong supporter for Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, be a dynamic duo. And I just think the Democratic Party in this country really needs to take a good, strong look at itself. You know, why did we lose the majority in the House in 2010? I think there's, you know, people in this country aren't stupid. They don't need to be hit on the head to know that not all, but too much of the Democratic power structure sold out to Wall Street. And I think we have to, there's no danger of that happening with Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. And I go back to 1936, right? FDR, it's a couple days before the 1936 election. There's 15,000 people packed into Madison Square Garden. And he talks about, you know, never before have the economic royalists, you know, united in their hatred of me, and I welcome their hatred. And 15,000 people roared their approval, and you get elected four times in a row.
Yeah, but come on now, Joel. You're a politician. You know about these things.
Public servant. Yeah, public servant.
No, you're a politician. And one of the things that you know is that we have three groups here. We have the very wealthy, small group. We have those people in the middle who can either choose to associate and hope that they're going to be very wealthy or associate with those people who have the least. And then we have a big group of people, but who are not politically active. And the question becomes, if there's two leftist a candidate, will, in fact, that turn off that middle group?
I don't think so. You know, I started noticing something in 2000. Al Gore, when he started striking a more populist tone in his campaign, his poll numbers went up. Same thing in 2004 with John Kerry. Same thing with 2008 and Obama. Same thing. Every time, I think people really want another FDR.
Wait a second. What makes you think that Elizabeth Warren is another FDR?
Alan, I know it in my heart and soul.
I voted for her. I think she's terrific. But FDR was a patrician. He was from that class.
There are many, many problems with FDR. Don't let me get me started. But compared to what we're dealing with today, don't you think Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, the dynamic duo, could rescue this country, rescue the Democratic Party?
If they got elected, but they won't. Okay, Joel, thank you very much for your for your call. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go to Bill in Great Barrington, 1-800-348-2551. Lots of free phones. If you want to check in, we'd love to have you. Okay, Bill in Great Barrington, go ahead.
Hello, Alan. Thanks for having me. Let me see the office.
Hey, Bill, I don't know what's wrong with your phone, but something's really wrong.
Are you there, Alan? Can you hear me?
We're here, but you're breaking up like crazy.
So. Well, I'm just entering Linux. That might be part of it.
That is part of it, but go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. Well, Alan, I wanted to tell you, first off, that you always have a great program. Secondly, after candidate predictions, I don't know who the Republicans are going to run against the Democrats, but I believe that was one of your questions.
Yes, it was. Yes, go ahead.
I believe that the Republican Party seems to be digging itself deeper and deeper into this crazy that they've been digging at for the last 30 years.
Okay, but wait. So let me name a couple of candidates really quickly, and you really are busting up, so we can't keep you too long.
Okay.
So the first question is, what if it's Jeb Bush? He's a moderate in the Republican Party. There are two Bushes. This country likes Bushes. What if it was Jeb Bush?
The country does not like Bushes anymore. Jeb Bush is not a moderate. He's not even a moderate in the Republican Party.
Actually, he is. He is.
And,
he sure
well,
is.
They, that's what they say, but if you look at his policies, he is truly no better than most of the rest of that. Destroy the education.
Yeah. But is he is he electable?
Jeb Bush is not electable in this country. We are still too close to the disaster that was George W. Bush.
Okay. And what about Mitt Romney?
Oh, please, let Mitt run again.
Whoa. Before you laugh down your nose, which is something I've never enjoyed, there is a recent poll which shows the American people prefer Romney over Obama by a lot.
Yes, of course. There is that poll, isn't there? But there is also the election. And what did the election say about Mitt Romney? That Mitt Romney is...
Okay, you're busting up, Bill. I'm so sorry.
Right.
We have to let you go.
Next time, Alan. Thank you.
Yo, thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back for Ellie and Arlen and Molly and everybody else who calls.
Mm-hmm. Support for WAMC comes from Proctor, presenting Cirque Elwaz ID August 1st through 3rd and August 8th through 10th. Proctors.org for tickets. Dr. Jonathan Sumber, podiatrist, Kingston, a second-generation practice focusing on family foot problems. Laser treatment available, 845-331-0601. Country Curtains at the Red Lion Inn, Stockbridge, Massachusetts, offering ready-made window treatments for over 50 years, countrycurtains.com. National Museum of Dance, Saratoga Springs, New York, dedicated to dance through exhibits, tours, programming, dance classes, and more, dancemuseum.org. Snow Farm Summer, Williamsburg, Massachusetts, the New England craft program for high school students, glass blowing, ceramics, digital arts, and much more, 2 or 4 week sessions, small group instruction, snowfarm.org. And the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, presenting Albany Poets Presents, Friday, July 18th at 8 p.m., thelinda.org.
Okay, we are back. 1-800-348-2551. We want your opinion whether Elizabeth Warren could win an election and get nominated in primaries against Hillary Clinton. And number two, who the potential Republicans are. Okay, folks, let's go to Ellie, I guess it is, or Eli. I'm not quite sure. Is it Eli?
Yes, Eli Allen.
Eli and Utica. Okay, go ahead, Eli.
Yeah, Hillary is a shoo-in for the presidency. Elizabeth Warren will not challenge her. I think Elizabeth understands what I did not know in the year 2000 when I, of course, voted for Al Gore. I was disappointed to see the election of Bush, but I felt that the prior Bush, he was a reasonable president. He was an intelligent man. I felt that Junior would govern well, as his father did, and would not be a disaster that he turned out to be. I think Mrs. Warren would never want to even take the slightest chance that a Republican could enter the White House. And Jeb Bush will be the candidate for the Republican Party. And I do believe it would be a total disaster if a Republican is elected. And I got a bone to pick with you, Alan.
Please.
Okay, you said a few weeks ago on the air that Al Gore had stated that he had invented the internet. Absolutely false. Republican propaganda.
Eli, don't lie. I never said it. So, you know.
You did.
Okay, Eli, you think I'm going to sit here and fight with you about it? The great
What is your belief about it? You thought that he made a foolish statement.
The great thing about me is that I have my hand on the phone. So if I don't, so if you tick me off, I'm just gonna.
I don't want to tick you off. What do you think about that statement that Al Gore invented the internet?
Well,
if
ever any time I ever said it, it was always in jest because of course, it was ridiculous, and that was the whole point. So you know, pick your bones somewhere else, Eli.
All right, I'm glad to hear that because I was disappointed. I mistook your statement.
Okay, Eli.
Happy to hear that.
Some people really understand
what's going on.
Some people miss the sarcasm, Gene. You know, when God was giving it out, you know, maybe you were behind a tree. Okay, thanks, Eli. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Al.
Appreciate it. Bye. Okay, that leaves one free phone, and we'll go to Arlen in Albany. Okay, Arlen, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hey.
Alan, I like Elizabeth Warren. I would vote for her in the same way that I voted for Eugene McCarthy.
Right.
And I think that the outcome would be similar, at least at this time. I would love to have her as the president, but not this time around.
Develop your thinking a little bit if you want to fill out another page in the blue book.
I think that she's... That she's too new, although the Barack Obama was just as new. But I also think that she's too far to the left. And as a previous caller said, I think that we can't risk having another Republican president at this time.
You know, it's so much fun, Arlen, because so many of my friends from the left, and I consider myself, you know, sort of left of center, but not way over, don't care. They don't care that, you know, that the party might lose. They would rather go down with somebody from the left side, like Elizabeth Warren. And they're not, you know, they don't have the kinds of problems with putting food on the table or, you know, any of those things that a lot of Americans do because they want to make the point. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I'm concerned that a Republican president would be appointing more Supreme Court judges.
Absolutely would. No question. The Democrats are a little stupid in this regard. They appointed older people to the Supreme Court, where the Republicans had it right and appointed a lot of young people who will be there, as the kids say these days, forever.
Yes. Well, they've been tactically really very good.
Yes.
But I don't like their content.
Well, I agree with you. Arlen, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it. You're a wise man.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Molly in... Molly, where are you calling from?
Hi, Alan. I'm calling from upstate New York outside of, I guess I'm pretty near Albany.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's upstate all right. Because, you know, in New York State, we have problems defining what upstate is. There are many people who think Yonkers or Mount Vernon is upstate New York as soon as you get out of, over the bridge there. But okay, go ahead, Molly.
I'm a Massachusettsan, so I'm woefully misinformed about New York and I'm stabbing and making guesses at geographical identities.
No, not at all. I wasn't trying to put you down. I was just trying to be funny.
I'm a first-time caller. I'm really enjoying the discussion. And the thing I wanted to just share was my thoughts about both Hillary and Elizabeth Warren and even perhaps Joe Biden, who I think has expressed interest at one time or another, is that none of them really have the charisma and the communication skills that Obama has had, and he seems has really been able to just speak very clearly and plainly and connect with people in a way that I think is important to really, you know, pull yourself up enough to, get elected.
Well, you know, Molly, there are a lot of people who disagree with you about Obama's communication skills.
And, really?
Yeah, there are, and I hear a good deal, but I happen to agree with you. I think he's
a straight talker and is a plain speaker, and he seems to be able to explain things. You know, he doesn't always say what you want to hear, but he says it clearly.
Didn't stop him from getting a 38% approval rating, which is terrible.
Well, that's true. He's not in a great position right now. But, you know, I'm thinking that someone like Chris Christie has that kind of skill to just kind of sort of be in your living room and talk to you straight ahead. And I think he's, even though he's got that, you know, issue with the bridge thing that's going to cause a problem, I think that he's able to connect with people, and that's, you really need that.
Do you think he has any chance of becoming there's a lot of talk from his camp that he will be the presidential candidate. Do you think he's got any chance to do that?
I think he's got a great chance. And I think he's got the political smarts to be able to put the whole, scandal behind him.
Well, this is a guy who can really stop traffic.
Yes, amen. I'll say yes to that. You know, the previous caller talked about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders as a possible duo. And I think Bernie Sanders has got that kind of personal magnetism.
Well, he said he might run for president. He said he might run for president.
He's got it. I don't think Elizabeth Warren has it yet. That I love her values. I'm similar to you. I'm kind of left of center. But I don't think she's got the... sort of the stateswomanship to really, you know, pull off a presidency. But I think Bernie she's just a hoot.
And what about Hillary?
Hillary, I don't think she really connects with people. That's my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's got that inspirational character. I just don't. Nothing against her, but I don't think she can really inspire people the way Bill did.
Well, you know,
the way her husband did.
Well, you know, I've interviewed her a number of times. And
well, what
I
do you think?
She's a brilliant woman. And,
what?
And she's a brilliant woman.
Yes, she is.
And when I've interviewed her, it took her about 3 minutes to figure out, or maybe 2 minutes, or maybe 60 seconds to figure out who I was and how to basically get over. She's very clever. And I think when she needs to do something, she'll do it. You know, right now, the newspapers are beating up on her for having said that when they were after Bill, that it was a vast Republican right-wing conspiracy, and they're saying she made a fool of herself. I don't think so. I think she was actually right, and that's what that whole thing was all about. And I think she speaks her mind. I think that's great. Molly, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Goodbye now.
Bye. Let's go to Robert in Jacksonville. There are two free phones now. Robert in Jacksonville, Vermont. Go, Robert.
Yeah, I was just listening to your program a little bit, and I commented about the caller that was bashing Romney, and I'm not Republican or Democrat. I believe a little bit more in the middle. But Romney should have won the election, and if the Obama campaign hadn't lied about absolutely everything that they represented, Benghazi, Obamacare, all that kind of stuff, they told the truth about any of that stuff, he never would have got reelected. It was actually really close on the popular vote. He won the Electoral College, but the popular vote, he almost got beat. And well, I think he would have if they told the truth about anything.
Well, actually, I got to go back and look at the numbers, but I don't think you're right. I think he did very well. And you know, that's the way the game is played. You know, the Electoral College and the states are terribly important. But, Robert, I'm glad you called because I'm always looking for people in the middle because I think it's the people in the middle who make the determination over who wins. So
well,
if what'd you say?
The saddest part about Obama was all the promise that he had. He could have brought this country together. He actually could have got things done. And instead, he's done nothing but split us down the middle and hasn't been cooperative at all with anything the Republicans want to do. So how do you expect to go and get anything done?
You see, I see it exactly the opposite, Robert, for whatever it's worth, and I'm delighted to be talking to you about this. I think that the Republicans decided they didn't want him. I think that there was just a little bit of racism in all of this. I think they were going to
No. Everybody's always pulling that race card. That's crazy.
Hey, Robert, I listen to you. Yeah. You can listen to me. I mean, it won't kill you, right? I'm just simply telling you that they were decided to destroy him, and they were going to destroy him any way he could, no matter what he wanted. They came out and they said it. We had Mitch McConnell saying, my only job is to get rid of him, and right from the very beginning. So I don't agree with you. I don't think he has turned the Republicans off. I think the Republicans decided they were giving him nothing. And I think the American people, by the way, you're talking about women here. You're talking about a growing Hispanic population. You know, I think I don't think you got that right. Now, you go ahead. I want you to come back.
Where do you think Obama was right at all on the Obama health care plan?
I think he was right. I think he decided
to destroy the health care.
Well, you see, I don't agree with that. I think there were 39 or 40 million people who were not on the health care plan that who are there now. And I don't.
Who is?
What'd you say?
Who is?
40 million people.
I bet you if they actually checked, most of the people that are on the Obamacare plan now, the majority, are the people that got thrown off their plans that were responsible enough to have insurance to begin with.
Well, let me put it this
way. Not the ones that didn't have insurance.
Well, there are 40 million people who are there now who weren't before, Robert. I can tell you that much. And of that, there
is no. I bet you there isn't.
Okay, well, that's good. There isn't. Okay, thanks a lot,
and
Robert.
And why do we care about all the people that didn't have the responsibility
because they couldn't
to
afford
to
it. Robert, they couldn't afford it. That's why they didn't have it.
I'm 58 years old. I have never, ever not had a job that didn't have insurance or that my spouse didn't have insurance.
Well, then the things are changing.
Ever.
And a lot of people listen to this program and know it as well as I do that a lot of things are changing. Benefits are decreasing all the time. People are.
They are. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But how many people out there made the choice to not take a job, my sons included, not to take a job that had insurance because they didn't want to do that?
A lot of kids can't get jobs. What are you talking about right now?
No. Yeah. I'm talking about these guys had the actual chance to get jobs that had insurance and could have done it, but instead of doing that, I don't want to do that. I want to do something different.
Okay, Robert.
Well, that's fine and easy. You made a choice.
Robert, you made your point. I think I made mine, and we're moving on because everybody's on the phone. Thanks a lot, Robert. Appreciate your call. Yeah, bye. 1-800-348-2551. Dear Vox Pop, my own personal dream team for the next 2016 Working Families Party ticket, Elizabeth Warren for president, Robert Reich for vice president, Bernie Sanders or Warren Buffett would also be excellent VP choices. I have serious concerns about the electability of any of these terms. Exactly. That's Alan speaking. But I'd still campaign, raise funds, and vote for them. And that's from Mary. Thank you, Mary. And let's go to Judy in Lake Sheldrake. Okay. Judy, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Yeah, it's Lock Sheldrake.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. I wonder who Pete Seeger would have voted for.
Well, I would have no idea, but I can tell you one thing. He often supported people from the left side.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, the point that I'd like to make is it doesn't. I find this discussion is like a discussion about celebrities, and it's like the whole horse race aspect of politics, And I think a lot of people are sick of that, and there's a strong anti-war movement, for instance.
Would attach itself to Elizabeth Warren. I mean, look, there are policy decisions. This is a democracy.
I can't hear you.
This is a democracy, as in demos from the people. I'm not going to apologize for having a show of this kind. I think it's very important because you are seeing centrist versus left, and this is going to be a huge philosophical issue in this election.
Yes, but you're not talking about issues. You're talking about... does she have statesmanship?
Talk about any of that. The people who called up had,
right,
had something
people,
to say about
right.
that.
Well, you discussed it with them.
Well, I'm delighted to do that, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to not discuss it. Judy, thanks for the great call. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye.
Okay, let's go to Norman in Cheshire. Okay, Norman in Cheshire, you're on.
Yes, I'm on. Thank you for taking my call. I'm an independent. I first voted for Ike in 1951 or 52.
I wanted to vote for him in my class election, Norman, but my mother said I couldn't.
Okay, and I think Hillary is brilliant, and she would make a terrific president. She'll have her problems, but she'll do terrific. I also voted for Elizabeth Warren in Mass here. I think she's pretty good.
Yep.
But I think Hillary will beat her hands down, and like I said, she's brilliant. Foreign affairs... no one knows it any better than her, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Her whole thing is, can we work with the Congress and the House? To me, all politicians are corrupt. I worked for the General Electric Company for 40 years, 39 years and some months.
Yep.
And we had a one-page policy when I was in Naval Ordnance on what you could accept for gifts. You couldn't, it stated in there, you could not even accept a pen with a company's name on it, a ballpoint pen. I asked to see what the congressman had for a policy. I went into my congressman's office, Alter, I guess it was at the time, and they said, oh, we don't have that here. Well, I says, I'm a taxpayer, I'd like to see it. Well, it says, call in 2 weeks and we'll have it in. But I couldn't take it out of the office. It was a manual about 2 inches thick. It was filled with so much legal gobbledygook. No wonder you can't convict someone of taking a bribe.
Okay.
It's contradictory.
I got you. Norman, what else you got to say? What else you have to say here about Hillary?
I think our government's rotten, and I think Hillary's terrific.
Okay. Thank you, Norman. Appreciate it.
Okay.
1-800-348-2551. One free phone. And let's go to Josh in, I guess it's Palmer. But I wouldn't swear to it. Josh and Palmer, you're on.
Hey, how's it going there, Alan?
So far, so good.
Yeah, good to hear.
I'm a little tired, so I'm grumpy. You know, people say things I didn't say, you know, this kind of stuff.
You get grumpy once in a while.
It's true.
But
yeah.
I would like to say that there's a couple of people that weren't mentioned, and one of them, I think, Rand Paul is still an option on the Republican side.
I think the Democrats are down by the side of their beds praying for Rand Paul to be the candidate.
I don't know. I think I kind of think Rand Paul would be a good candidate. I think he's anti-war, but he's a Republican. Some people want change. Some of the people who don't know who to vote for are anti-war still, and he is somewhat anti-war. He's going against this extrajudicial killings by the White House of people overseas, Americans and foreigners. That's something that's not really addressed in the media too much, it seems. Hillary's got a lot of little scandals surrounding her. I don't know enough about it, but it pops up now and then. The Minghazi thing and the that banking trial. I'm not even sure what that's called. But I don't know enough about Elizabeth Warren. I like to think I don't like her, but I don't know enough about her to actually make a judgment, you know? So
That's funny, Josh. Josh, we're going to let you go. We got five people behind you. I want to try to get everybody in. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, hey, can I point out one more thing real quick?
Right, go ahead.
There was a recent study that said that basically it doesn't matter who you vote for. It was by a major university that said essentially no matter who you vote for on a federal level, it's really not going to change anything significantly. that's just something to think about.
I couldn't disagree more. Thank you very much, Josh.
On a federal level. On a federal level. Not a local.
On any level. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate
it. Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. 1-800-348-2551. David and Jay and Lynn and RJ. Stay right there.
Support for WAMC goes on Berkshire Museum, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Butterflies on view with a live butterfly pavilion with exotic and native butterfly species. Activities for adults and children, berkshiremuseum.org. Bistro 63 at the Monkey Bar, downtown Amherst, offering casual lunches and dinners featuring steak, seafood, cocktails, and wines using local organic products. Banquet facilities and patio dining, bistro63.com. Mannix Marketing, Glens Falls, New York, since 1996, a web design and internet marketing firm working to help businesses get found on the internet. ManixMarketing.com. MPAC, providing the Capital Region with a full schedule of cultural events, including performances, screenings, talks, concerts, and more. MPAC.RPI.edu. William H. Buckley Farm, Ballston Lake, New York, now offering farm stays in a renovated farmhouse on a working farm. Butcher shop and store open 7 days. BuckleyFarm.com. And Third Eye Associates Limited, life planning, transition planning, and wealth management. Registered investment advisors with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. ThirdEyeAssociates.com.
Thank you, Zachary. And we are going into the lightning round now. So keep them short, keep them pithy, and, you know, go directly to the point and don't come around more than once. Okay, we go to David in Williamstown. Okay, David in Williamstown, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me. Great discussion so far.
Thanks.
So the general sentiment seems to be that Elizabeth Warren and Hillary would both be interesting, the latter being less electable than the former, but I'm wondering what you think about the potential that in 2 years Elizabeth could work on some of the things that she's currently lacking in. For instance, her demeanor might be somewhat professorial now, but I remember seeing a great talk that she gave about the decline of the middle class, and I think that if she learned how to be less professorial and perhaps more connecting with people, that message could resonate with a lot more voters. And two, I'm wondering about the possibility of developing new ways of connecting people who would be interested in her message, such as the way that Obama pioneered, quote-unquote, crowdsourcing in his 2008 election to great advantage.
Well, you know, you make good points. I don't think I'm a great believer in character, who we are. In other words, you know, I've been following Andrew Cuomo in the state. I have a pretty good idea of who he is. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. It doesn't change. I think Elizabeth Warren is refreshing for a lot of people because she really is a little bit different than those who try to be all things to all people. But on the other hand, there's a downside to that, right, David? In other words, the downside is that she's not everything to enough people to get elected. And that's what you worry about.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I don't know that you change your spots. In other words, I just don't know that you can do that and say, I can work on that now. You know, you see Martha Coakley over there in Massachusetts where I live. She ran for senator and she got, you know, beaten up. And now she's back. She's running for governor. Same Martha Coakley. I mean, I listen to her speeches. It's the same lady. Whatever, it didn't work last time, I suspect, is going to be difficult this time. Thank you, David. Appreciate your call very much.
Thank you, Alan. Take care.
You too. Let's go to Jay in Albany. Jay.
Oh, good afternoon, Professor.
And to you, sir.
Thank you. Heard you on Vox Pop, heard you on Roundtable this morning.
Yeah.
I agree completely with what you said about the just-passed bogus Medical Marijuana Act.
Yep.
I've renamed it the Marijuana Black Market Maintenance Act.
Or the Andrew Cuomo, I want all to be all things to all people act.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it actually is nothing to anybody because ideally, under a real medical legalization, the patient would be able to go to a weed pharmacy and select something that would be commensurate with what they're being treated with and before.
Okay, now, Jay.
And their choice of administration should be up to the patient and their physician.
Okay, we agree. But, Jay, that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking
okay,
about...
Okay, next point.
Yes.
Okay. A previous caller inspired this because the blatant racism displayed by the Republican Party and their Tea Party pawn cohorts, I have found, has been absolutely nauseating. It's stomach-turning.
And you so you think when racial. I said that there were people who thought that the Republican opposition to Obama had racist tinges to it, you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are not post-racial. We're more racist than ever.
Okay. Hey, Jay, going to let you go. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Have a great afternoon. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and now we'll go to Lynn in Shelburne, Massachusetts. Lynn, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
Yeah, I agree with him that there is a little bit of racism there, but they just don't want a Democrat in office. And they've been doing nothing but putting him down and trying to undermine him, and people actually believe it. However,
well, that's right.
A person, huh?
That's right. You're right. People believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. You know, what was that saying?
I don't
know. People all the time and all people some of the time. Anyway, so, but as far as somebody being electable, I don't think Elizabeth Warren can do it this time. You know, she doesn't waffle enough. And the only people that get elected are the ones who lie and they, you know, feed on everybody.
You know, I have a different theory about that, Lynn, and here it is. The American people are kind of tired of the people in the middle. They don't want middle. They want
middle.
Well, somebody who comes along and says, you know, I can be all things to all people. I don't want to take chances. Okay. So now somebody comes along and says Ronald Reagan and says, you know, okay, he's painted as a right winger. He doesn't mind it, and he gets elected. Nobody thought he could. Gets elected overwhelmingly. Then you get Jerry Brown from the same state, who at the time when they were calling Mayor Moonbeam because, you know, he was so, you know, left. And he changed his style, too, by the way, later on.
And
they elected him.
So who do you know to vote for?
Well, you just got to take your chances. You got to listen to what they're saying and see whether you believe it. I mean, that's what a democracy
there's no,
is.
There's no telling.
Hey, Lynn, thanks for the call. Appreciate it a lot.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we'll go to RJ in Schenectady. RJ, you're on.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think that Hillary Clinton will definitely be nominated, but I think that she's vulnerable to making some bad statement or mistake on the campaign trail, which may hurt her when she runs against the Republicans. She did that when she was running against Obama. And also on the Republican side, I was kind of thinking that probably Paul Ryan would be the one that they would nominate.
Well, he might. He might be. You know, there's lots of precedent for that. You know, somebody runs, they run for vice president, then the next time they get the, you know, JFK wanted to run for vice president, but they didn't pick him. They picked Kefauver, I believe, instead. But, you know, then he comes back and he runs. So Ryan may be the guy. RJ, thanks for the call. Appreciate it a lot.
Yeah,
okay. Let's go to Rose in Niskayuna. Rose, you're on.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely.
I just want to say, because I am one of those people who has insurance through Obamacare, we do exist. The other caller seemed doubtful earlier. And, you know, it's one of those things where also part of what Obama changed with healthcare quite early on, that what was changed to healthcare was to add youth under 26 to their parents' healthcare plans, which is something that was pretty important for me. But, you know, a lot of people, they always talk about the young and healthy kids signing on to health care, and they forget about the young kids who have disabilities, who have pre-existing conditions, who might have a hard time signing on to health care to begin with, had Obamacare not come into play.
Yes, I'm really glad you made the point, Rose. I didn't want to argue it too long with him when he said that you know, his kids would never take a job that didn't have health care or couldn't take a job that, you know, we all know. You read the paper every day. Kids can't find jobs. So it's out there.
My first job did not have health care, and when I went to graduate school, it did have health care option, but it was a lot more expensive when I could still be on my parents' health care plan. And then afterwards, I did not have a job with health care until I became eligible, until you work for a certain amount of time.
Okay. Rose, we're trying to end the program. We're letting everybody have their say, and I thank you for the call, an important call. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a great day.
Right. Let's go to our good friend Paul in Hillsdale, who always keeps his comments short and pithy.
Yep.
Go ahead, Paul.
I think that although I supported Warren in the election with sending her money, and I really love her, I don't think she stands a chance in a general election. But Hillary has something else going for her. The fact that she came so close is important. The other fact is that Bill Clinton, who is an icon with the middle class, is in her corner. And I think that will prove to be very, very important. He helped put Obama over the top the second time around.
He did. Hey, Paul, you make a very good point. Thanks. We got five people behind you, and I appreciate your keeping those the comment the way that you did. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Chad in Canaan, Connecticut. Okay, Chad.
Hi, Alan. Just really quick, you had a caller a few calls back
yep.
who disagreed that there was some racism in the White House. I think record-breaking obstructionism is evidence that there is racism in the White House, and I'm going to have a hard time voting for Hillary Clinton because we had a Bush, then a Clinton, then another Bush, and now another Clinton, and that just doesn't sound like democracy.
Well, yes, but what if the choice is Clinton versus any of the above-named Republicans?
You're right. I'm probably going to go Hillary, but I won't like it. Two families are going to be able to say we've had two members who have both been the president of the United States.
Or one family with three members.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, president of the United States. Chad, I think you make a very good point. Appreciate it very much. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Jim in Scotia. Jim in Scotia,
yeah,
your turn. Go ahead.
Another name that hasn't been brought up as far as I could hear that I was wondering could be a possibility for a vice president, although she comes from our state, is our Senator Gillibrand.
Vice president, you're saying?
Vice president, yeah.
Well, you can't have a presidential candidate and a vice presidential candidate. You know that from the same state.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, if she were from another state, I know that's kind of hypothetical.
Well, some people have named her as a potential presidential candidate. What do you think about that?
I could see it in 4 years after she's done distinguished herself, you know, in the Senate, you know.
Yeah.
But I would support her. She's just got a very, focused, organized way of trying to address problems, specific problems to help constituents, and I like that, and a variety of problems as well.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for the mm-hmm. call and the mention. Appreciate it very much. Okay.
Yep. Bye.
All right, and let's go to Sergio in Colony. Okay, we do have a couple of phones free, 1-800-348-2551. Sergio, go.
Yes, Alan, thank you for taking my call. A couple of comments. Number one, it seems like any time that a Republican wants to discuss something with you, their voice always gets louder and your voice always stays calmer. I want to comment on that.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I think that's a great thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it really just shows the difference in the honor of the discussion. Second thing is, we see these polls come out continually about how Americans feel about the government, how they feel about Congress. And it doesn't seem like there's any discretion regarding, well, what are they really unhappy about? Are they unhappy about what the president is attempting to do? Are they really unhappy about the fact that he can't get anything done because Congress is unwilling to do anything? And I was just at, you know, maybe you had some
how
to get that out there.
Well, I think that's what they're trying, which is if we keep opposing, he'll be seen as a do-nothing president, and people will be discouraged because we're not making any progress. And some people... go ahead.
It's this never-ending cycle of that, well, we're unhappy with the government, but, you know, well, what are you really unhappy about? Are you unhappy about the fact that Congress won't do anything? Or are you unhappy about what the president's doing? Because I think that it kind of gets thrown all together with no discerning between who you're really upset with.
Right. Well, you know, you make a number of good points. I think it's diffuse. I think people are generally unhappy. And and they don't want to give Obama a lot of credit. You got the stock market up now. You've got
absolutely.
Got the more jobs. You've got more this and that. So,
right. When the good things happen, it's not his fault. But when the bad things happen, it is his fault. You just can't seem to win with the way that the Republicans want to voice their displeasure.
Sergio, we want to give everybody a chance. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Alan.
It. Make great sense. Okay. And now we'll go to Randy in Slate Hill, New York. Okay, Randy, go.
Yes, hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
As far as the question of Elizabeth Warren as a Democratic nominee, that would make my heart sing. I think I don't know if that's a real feasible thing, but I believe that she could be the next Barack Obama if she certainly demonstrated that in Massachusetts when she ran for the Senate. And I think she has the capacity to be a wonderful presidential candidate. I'd love Bernie Sanders, but I don't think he's too old, and I just don't see him as a candidate. I think Hillary, you know, certainly has the command and the resources of the Democratic Party, but I just as a Democrat or whatever, I just don't feel that she is as progressive and as energetic as Elizabeth Warren.
Well, you're certainly right about that. And the crucial question becomes electability. And if the left of the party chooses Elizabeth Warren, are they basically slitting their own throats and helping to elect a Republican?
Okay. In my own heart, I do not think so. I think that the country is fed up with the gridlock in Washington, D.C. I think that the Republicans are going to bite the bullet on their behavior. And, what Bonner is doing in the House is absolutely appalling. And I think even Republicans are turned off by his move to the right. At least I hope so. And I know that Democrats are becoming activated or energized as they were, during the presidential campaigns for President Obama.
Okay. Randy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bye. Let's go to Chris in Niskayuna. Okay, Chris, go.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick response to a previous caller about the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been continuously employed for years, but I'm a single person now, got divorced, and I have a brain tumor. So until ACA, I was uninsurable. Didn't matter if my employer provided coverage or not. Mm. They wouldn't insure me. That's a huge difference that the ACA makes.
No, you're absolutely right. So, Chris, what do you think about the question du jour of the candidates?
I'm sorry, say again?
What do you think of the question du jour, as we say in France, of the presidential candidates? Who would you prefer?
Reluctantly, probably Hillary. I'm always nervous when someone who hasn't been a governor or a senior administrator runs for president because they may lack a whole skill set. I'm also kind of nervous because I'm sure she'll energize the extreme right just by announcing she's a candidate.
What, you think Elizabeth Warren won't do that?
Elizabeth Warren's going to energize the right as well. She's going to energize the left. I don't know that she can get elected, at least not the first time out.
Huh. Well, let me put it this way. I think that this program has cleared up a lot of people's apprehension on that very choice. And Chris from Niskayuna, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. So with that said, we are out of time, and we didn't leave anyone on the phone. That's great. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Rock On at Berkshire Community College, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, July 14th through 25th for ages 10 to 21. Music, performance, and recording technology, folk, rock, and jazz. RockOnWorkshop.org. And Marshall & Sterling Insurance for business, home, auto, bonds, group benefits, and financial planning. For 150 years, quote, our people are your best insurance, unquote. Offices in Glenville, Glens Falls, and Hoosick Falls, MarshallSterling.com, and Wild Birds Unlimited Nature Shop, Saratoga Springs, New York, helping to bring nature closer with Eagle Optics, Vortex, and Nikon binoculars, and spotting scopes, 518-226-0071, and the Lake George Association, working to protect Lake George and its drinking water since 1885, LakeGeorgeAssociation.org. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been the hatted Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Bruce Herbach with the patience of a saint. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Shartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.